going with the school holidays? Do you have the kids or maybe the grandkids at home? And is everyone getting along? Are there any tantrums? Maybe there's a few brawls that you have to deal with or boredom. Michael Horton is a child psychologist and he's going to offer you some tips today in case the young people in your life are taking their boredom out on each other, which is not what we want these school holidays. It's meant to be a time for relaxing and finding yourself and having fun. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello, how are you, Lucy?
I'm really well, but this has just taken me back to my time as a child and a teen and having a sister and, you know, maybe a few fights as well during the school holidays.
Oh.
Which is not nice. Did anything like that happen in your household?
Well, I grew up as one of four boys.
Ooh.
And it was hairy at times in the sense that we did get on each other's nerves, particularly during the holidays. But I think, look, the important thing here for parents to recognise is that boredom's not all bad. You know, that being bored during your holidays is kind of a normal part of growing up. I think for parents, one of the issues might be how to put in place a bit of structure, but allow for some variability away from that structure, if that makes sense. So you might put a little calendar up on the fridge and say, look, this is what I'm planning for the week ahead. It's kind of like that saying, remember that saying, a stitch in time saves nine?
Yes.
And I think a little bit of planning can be useful because it provides people with some structure and something to look forward to. So it might be, you know, the local library often puts on something during the holidays, or it might be an excursion down to the beach, you know, on Thursday afternoon. But just doing a little bit of planning ahead, I think, can provide that structure that sometimes kids need. And the other thing I think for parents to recognise is that it shouldn't probably get out of too many routines, you know, like the routine of going to bed at a certain time and the routine of getting up at a certain time, because it's going to be hard when they get back to school to reintroduce that, if that makes sense.
So yeah, like the time you go to bed, maybe you would, you know, if you're getting out of whack when you finally go back to school on a Monday, it would be so hard getting up at 7 a.m. again.
Absolutely. And I think going forwards here, you know, it is about providing a bit of certainty, a bit of structure. That's what schools do. You know, when school teacher, I used to be a school teacher, but what school teachers are taught is to do certain things consistently from week to week. And so on Mondays, we might go to the library in the afternoon. You know, on Tuesday mornings, we might have outside sport. And so kids know what to look forward to within school, but also if parents do something similar. And I'm not, you know, you can actually get week-by-week calendars, which you can just print off from Google, stick them up on the fridge, identify those things that you think you could do that might occupy their time, but also allow in that just opportunity for them to goof off. You know, as we all like to do during the holidays, not too much structure, but enough so that we know what we're looking forward to. But at the same time, allowing for that time to just goof off. And I think that's what holidays are for. They're for goofing off and for having unstructured time. I mean, the other thing that I think is really worth recognising is that kids who get out in nature, you know, go for the walk, walk the dog, do things that are kind of unstructured. An important part of our children's mind that we've come to recognise in the last 20 years is their what's called their default mode network. And it actually kicks in when we're not doing stuff, when we're bored, when we're daydreaming, that kind of thing. And it helps us solve complicated problems. And it's also a part of our mind that we use for self-reflection and reflection about others.
Michael Horton is my guest. He's a child psychologist. We're talking about the school holidays and how you can keep the kids or the young people in your life entertained. But I am keen to hear about what you did as a child during school holidays and how you kept yourself entertained, if you had siblings, what you guys used to get up to. Michael, we spent so much time outside as kids just playing with each other. Like it does help having a sibling, I think, because you can play chasings and, you know, encourage the person next door to come and play with you. Rom says, Crikey, I must be old. When I was a kid, we entertained ourselves. Holidays were a construct of self-generated fun. We didn't need someone to do it for us, which is kind of what I remember as well, Michael.
Look, I like what Ron's saying. And that's why I said boredom is not actually a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because kids then have to be inventive. They have to kind of work out, you know, what it is that they need to do or would like to do. And my mother and father used to say, well, if you're bored, then you should go outside and work out something to do. But look, having said that, I think parents can facilitate things without being too directive. And I think what Ron was saying is correct, that we need to help kids develop that inner resourcefulness, that ability to be able to do things on their own, that they work out on their own. But look, there's a whole lot of, I would have called them anti-boredom busting activities, you know, like get them some chalk, let them do a mural on the front porch, or let them go and gather rocks and paint them. Or, I mean, there's lots of projects that kids can do during the holiday. But make a billy cart, you know. In other words, give them ideas, perhaps, and maybe say, well, you go and do it. There's plenty of things to do.
Yeah, there really is. And now all these things you're saying are bringing back so many memories. We used to have such a steep driveway, and so we would like pick these kind of little things off trees and just watch them roll down the driveway. Wow, how entertaining. But it certainly kept us entertained for a little while, and then go and open up gutters. Oh my gosh, what, we really didn't have much to do as kids.
We invented things, didn't we? You know, my mother used to say, just make sure you're home before the lights come on.
Yeah.
The street lights. And she didn't know what I was doing, really. You know, but it was safe enough. And, yeah, we used to go down and make dams in the creek. And, you know, sometimes when I was a teenager, we used to go dive for golf balls down at the local golf course. I mean, kids work out stuff to do.
They certainly do. Michael, it's been so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thanks.
Michael Horton there, child psychologist, giving you a few tips of how you can deal with the kids at these school holidays. Well, not deal with the kids, but what you can do to keep them entertained. Because I guess when it happens for 2 weeks, there's certainly too many hours in the day. And he says, boredom is not bad, which is so true. David from Morningside.